Sandra had rehearsed this moment time and time again. She would smile at him, a smile burning with love. And he would smile back. And in that instant, they would choose each other forever. The reality was somewhat different. She looked at this thing, this someone else's child, and love was not a word that sprang to mind. Fear was closer to the sensation she was feeling. The moment was over. It was not love at first sight. Sandra, in her panic, turned practical by reflex.
"What are those blue patches on his skin?" she asked.
"Oh, just pigment accumulation. They should fade," the nurse assured her.
"Right," she said.
"Should?
And his belly button?"
"Yes, that's the cord end."
"It looks like it's glowing."
"There is a little inflammation, but it's very common. It'll heal quickly. He also has nappy rash and a small tongue." A preemptive strike.
"A small tongue?"
Kenneth spoke for the first time.
"Tongue-tied. It's where the expression comes from," the nurse said.
"How does it become untied?" Kenneth wanted to know.
"It'll catch up with the rest of him. There's no need to worry. Now, there's some paperwork," she told them, as though she was in a hurry to close the deal before they could waver.
After the formalities were over, and Sandra always found that formalities restored her confidence, they were all set to take their son. "How funny. Our son. It's like the first time I said, my husband. Our son," she said again.
The moment was almost too much to comprehend. Her eyes filled with tears. A baby. A husband and a baby. She was so lucky.